Your child's first 5 years are when the foundations for later learning are formed. Give your child a good start to learning at a Good Start Early Learning Centre. Inquire now about vacancies near you on 1-800-222-543.
Blog Talk Radio.
The sunshine now turning to night, yeah. But hope has gone, still waiting for a brighter day. Somewhere beyond the mountains and valleys, you can hear the children are crying.
Movement Radio. On today's program, we will be speaking to a few of our co-workers who are advocating for West Papua all around the world. We've got Glenn, Peter, and Wimo and Rachel tuned in as well. Hello. Hello, Glenn.
How are you this morning?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm great. Very windy down here. Have we got everybody else on?
Yep. Glenn, by the way, is tuning in from Victoria. We've also got Peter and Wimo and Rachel also tuned in. Hello, Peter.
Hi, Ken.
Is it there in Denmark? Thank you for tuning in.
Yeah. I have no microphone.
Wanara, we can hear you.
Who?
Come in. Can you hear us?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, Peter.
I can hear you fine, Peter.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know how this works, but okay. I'm on.
That's all right. Yeah. Glad to have you on. Hi, Wimo and Rachel. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
We are very well, and greetings to meet everyone joining the Radio Rising Days.
Thanks so very much. We're waiting for another one of our guests. Sammy was actually supposed to tune in from Honiara in the Solomon Islands. He had a few things he wanted to share with us about the activists that are in the Solomon Islands, and we hope that he would be able to join us. But while we're waiting for Sammy, we're just going to go on discussing about West Papua and what this initiative is about. I'm just going to talk about a little bit now that we have here is really to just bring out that huge voice from our advocates to inspire and provoke action in our listeners and followers. And really just, I believe we can inspire each other through our stories of advocating for West Papua and whatever that is what we're doing for West Papua in our communities. What do you all think about this initiative that we're starting right now?
Who's going first? I think it's a great idea.
Thank you. Thank you, Glenn.
I think it's a great idea too, but I'm really confused about it. How does it work?
I guess we're new to this, all of us, but I think it's a great platform that we can use to raise this issue as Papua. I mean, we're just advancing from social media, now we're going into radio. So I'm very, very honored and very, very glad that you're able to join us. Join me today.
Yes, we are honored to bring this together. It's a great idea for everybody because as much as we are scattered the world, very little is known about this way we communicate with each other and know what to do about the issue of human rights West. And thank you so much together for everybody. A brilliant idea. It's very powerful.
Thank you so much, Rachel. I think we all agree with you there. I think this is another way also that we can connect with each other and network with each other and together raise our voice together and also get to know each other a little bit. You know, I think most of us, we just, you know each other through the photos we post up on social media and on our West Papua pages. We don't really know much about the story behind the activism in West Papua and all that. And I think it would be a great way for us to discuss that network and all that. I think we're going to start with Glenn today. Glenn has an initiative that he's prepared for everyone for the 1st of December. As well, December is West Papua's true Independence Day, and it's coming up soon, and I'm very excited about this. I'm just going to play Glenn has composed, and then we're going to give Glenn some time to introduce it to everyone.
Thanks a lot. Thank you, Glenn.
If we all toe the line, maybe we'll see another day. If we all follow a line, maybe we'll live another day.
right. That actually was a chant composed by Glenn. Glenn, you can tell us a little bit about you have.
Thanks, Soleil. If everyone heard that okay, that's the latest song I'm trying to write for a protest song for West Papua. And the idea, I'm thinking it's maybe just those three lines that's a chant that people can sing over and over. And I'm thinking that I might start posting this music today on a few of the movement Facebook pages with the idea of asking people to record themselves either singing along with it on their phone, and then they can send a recording through of themselves singing or playing the chords on the guitar or banging a box or clapping their hand in time with the rhythm. And if I can get a lot of them, I can piece them all together in my sing program, and we'll end up with a crowd of people together, and I think it could sound quite good. So we've just talk about that for now, or I've actually got two other things I'd like to mention too while we're on here.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, so we've also got a film night planned in Castlemaine soon, trying to raise awareness for the it's the Punks for Power film on the Sunday 27th, Casper Gallery in Castlemaine. We've got the Castlemaine area. It starts at 7 p.m. It's $10. And the bar's going to be open, and I'm just reading in West Papuan snacks available. I think they're provided by a group in Melbourne. And so the Punks for West Papua and Casper Gallery. What else do we know? It's in the lane off Hargrave Street behind Stoneman's Bookshop. So that's leading up. It was the 27th. So that's we're trying to do a flag raising here in Castlemaine and also in Kyneton again this year on the 1st of December, and we're hoping to run this film on the on that Sunday night, and then hopefully also have one of the local politicians. We've invited Lisa Chesters, Labor MP from Bendigo, to come down, and also the local newspaper hopefully will get involved again like they did last year and do another story and a photo opportunity. And the third thing I want to mention too, that I've had this in mind for a few years now, I think what I heard about the how things changed with Timor was that there were a lot of refugees coming from Timor came, I don't know, they were able to tell their story to a lot of people, and it became well known to the Australian public then, and then eventually things changed, but it's a very slow process. But I'm thinking a project like a music and an art scholarship for people who live in West Papua, children, and bring them over here, sponsor them, so they're not refugees, they're guests of Australia on a scholarship, I guess, and with the idea of parents and family also being able to live here with whoever's won a music and art scholarship. And then I think there's an idea that could raise awareness about the situation and sort of sidestep the idea of the political business that goes on between our respective governments, whatever deals they've got going with Australia and Indonesia. And with this idea, we could perhaps appeal to the Indonesian government that it's a good thing because it's educating West Papuans. And of course, well, there's so many benefits from getting people out of that way. And also the people that come here then are in a safe place and get to tell their stories. So maybe that's a way of raising awareness. So just thought I'd put that idea out there. But anyway, the one I want to plug today mainly is this idea of the song and trying to see if we can get people, doesn't matter whereabouts you are in the world, you could sing along or bang a box or strum the guitar with this song and send me a recording or send it through to select the woman, and she can pass it on to me and I can mix it all together, and maybe we might even have something finished for this for a video. This is what I was emailing Wimmo and Soleil about, that maybe a video we could put together before the 1st of December. We might be able to use this music accompanying it. Anyway, that's my 50 cents worth.
Oh, those are some great ideas, Glenn. Yeah.
Thank you, Glenn.
Thanks. That's Wimmo, is it? Thanks, Wimmo.
You're welcome, Rada.
Those are some very good ideas. Just for you, that me, Glenn was just talking about this little initiative he has for us. Basically, the chant that we just played before has some words in it that you can chant with your guitar or if you, with your boxes, or you can get creative with it as long as you are singing or chanting along to the words. And this is in preparation for the 1st of December. Made the true Independence Day of the nation of West Papua. And yeah, so we're inviting everyone, if you're listening in, of course this session is going to be recorded and we're going to be sharing it throughout social media and onto our website. So if you're listening in, Glenn is going to follow up with some as well on our social media pages. So just get those words together and try and make it creative, chant along. And then Glenn is going to put together a video, and that should be ready by the 1st of December. So hopefully that's going to come out really good and another form of raising awareness for West Papua. The other thing Glenn was saying was the Punks for West Papua screening, was it, Glenn?
That's right, on Sunday, the 27th.
Okay, the 27th of November at 7 p.m. at Kappa Gallery, was it? Casper Gallery in Melbourne,
C-A-S-
is it?
Oh, Castlemaine, sorry. So like C-A-S-P-A, it's spelled, Spa, almost
yep.
Like Casper the Friendly Ghost. And it's okay. 7 o'clock till 9:30.
Awesome, Glenn. And... but his other idea of getting of a music scholarship, I think that's a very good idea. What do you think, Peter and Wimo and Rachel? What do you think about that idea of the music scholarship that Glenn was talking about earlier?
It's a perfect idea. It's a kind of a way to save the music also, because there is a lot of undiscovered music in West Papua, so it's good to discover it in that way, at least that Glenn is in that. They could help out with the students. And thank you so much. Idea. Brilliant.
That's Rachel, is it?
Thank you, Rachel.
Yeah,
I'm Peter. I also think it's a very good. And generally, I can keep any attention to what's going on. Writer, musician, or poet, photographer, painter, whatever. Anyone can come sing. And my own experience with who started 30 years ago, 86, at the time, everything different there. I really visited villages in the Dali tribes area that was, I have revisited several times then. And there's so many, so much change, so much. You don't call it the station. The first time I visited, took a lot of pictures and made a book about a boy living in the jungle in a small village. And now he him since. But the last time, just 2 years ago, he escaped to Papua New Guinea, and his family was disappeared in the jungle. No one know what happened to him. His mother is the only one left. I know several who have just vanished, disappeared. And so I think it's important to also tell the story about the children in West Papua. What happened to them? In this 23 of November, we have an event going on here in Denmark to support orphaned children. Those of you who have visited, probably orphaned, many orphaned children in the streets sniffing glue, lost their parents due to the genocide, and but no one really, they are not being helped. So there is a Danish foundation, Poor Kids. They invite for an event in Copenhagen, in the Great Hall called Riddersalen, on 23 of November, 7:30. And there will be famous musicians, politicians taking part in that, and I will also join and Free West Papua come in Denmark. Because there is no West Papuans, so I represent, since I have been adopted into a family. But actually, I know I is not my want to. That's what I had to say.
Thank you, Peter.
Thank you, Peter.
That is very, that's very lovely of you, Peter, to join all of those things that's happening in Denmark and raising awareness about West Papua, standing in solidarity with the West Papuan people in all that you do. And it's very inspiring. Thank you very much. And, wow, I think we need to get some West Papuan into Denmark. It's just a nice.
That would be great. I have done a lot. I have really tried to find out if there was any water, but but there is not. With Papuani, we don't keep completely stuck.
Well, thank you very much for representing West Papua in Denmark. So for those of you who might be listening in from Denmark and are looking to connect with people that support West Papua, you can always connect with Glenn. I mean, sorry, with Peter Bang, who is looking after the pages called Free West Papua Campaign Denmark and Free West Papua Campaign Micronesia. So if you want to connect with Peter, if you live in Denmark and support the struggle for freedom for the people of West Papua, please do so. Message those pages and say hello to Peter, and I'm sure he's going to be very, very happy to hear from you. Moving along, we've got, we're just going to play that chant one more time. For those of you who are listening in, this is an initiative by Glenn Kennedy of Victoria, and he really wants all of us to take part in this. Everybody who's listening in from around Australia and the world, please listen to this, and I hope you guys can help us with this initiative that we have for you this December.
If we all toe the line, maybe we'll see another day. If we all follow a line, maybe we'll live another day. If we all stand together now, I believe we can do anything.
Want to help Glenn out, please search Free Papua Movement Victoria on your Facebook and connect with Glenn. I'd be more than happy to talk with about it. We'll move on now to Rachel and Wimo, who are tuning in. Hi, Rachel and Wimo.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Rachel. Yes, so these two have been advocating for West Papua in the UK since they've moved to the UK. So we're just going to listen to a few of what they have for us today. So Wimo and Rachel.
Thank everyone for their interest. It's a difficult subject for everybody, but I thank God that have his blessings for us, for our lives, that we have loved our hearts, connect with West Papua issue. And for that very reason, I would like to say that we must try our best for West Papua to be free, active in our ways, wherever you are, country or your little island or whatever. I am just asking for everybody active, because we have no weapon in our keeping to do any to save lives. The only weapon we have is our, and that's our God's blessing weapon. He has given us this weapon. I am asking everyone that we use it and use it wisely for the purpose of saving the lives of the innocent West Papua who are right now, they have nobody. It's us that we have known about this now, and we must take it with compassion and run with it as much as we can to save the very lives of children, the men and the women. So thank you very much. I am so grateful and thankful from my heart for those of you who have given your time, your value time, your energy and everything to do for West Papua. Thank you.
Thank you, Rachel.
I would like to thank you for Glenn from Victoria, also Brother Peter Bang in Denmark, and also Sister Sela in Sydney, include my big sister Rachel for broadcast today. For the, I think I really appreciate and really greatest to acknowledge what the idea of the Glenn for invite West Papuan who can help, we can help them to bring out from West Papua to have a study in Victoria so they can learn. Because what happened this day, mostly they care about themselves, but they didn't thinking about how to generate. So this movement can expand, so everybody that together. And secondly, for the music, that's really great idea, and I really strongly support. And please continue doing. If you need help for video, just let help. And for the Peter Bang, just want to clarify for if the struggle, not only for West Papua, but this is for everyone. If the struggle call your heart, please, you don't need a mandate or you don't need like some gift to, okay, you don't have mandate or you don't not recognize. We don't need that. You only need the heart call you. People dying is enough. That's most important. We fight not because they're leader. We fight because people who are in their back home still fighting, still suffering, still struggling. So please do whatever you have interest for the like photography or musician or every subject talent you have got to support to bring this issue more wider so everybody can aware and support. And that's from me. And this is also include, and we always younger who still fighting. They're still fighting with in the cold weather. There's no house. They still live in the jungle. They even very cold. They never surrender. They're still fighting until today. But all the politicians, diplomats, they're really, really scared. That's really sad. But we need to acknowledge they're still fighting. They cannot come out, but only us. We have freedom. So we can be, everyone can be voice of it. And thank you very much. That's all from me.
Thank you, women. Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you. Thank you
very much, Vimo and Sela, Rachel. You mentioned racial love to the poor and people to the country of West Papua, and I think that's very important to that love. That is a very, very issue to make awareness about what's going on in West Papua, so people can open for occupation, the genocide, and all that's going on, destruction of the nature. I think so many people don't know about, never heard about West Papua here in Denmark. Very difficult, but I think the love is very, very to open people's eyes. Yeah. Thank you very much for the invite.
Thank you, Peter. I really do agree
Thank
with you that it is very, I agree with Peter, and I also agree with Rachel on that. It's very important to spread the love, especially with trying to raise the issue of West Papua. You know, that's the, I think the best thing we can do for West Papua is love them and treat them as family and try and raise this issue with them. And also for us who are advocating for West Papua and who have our own groups all over the world, for us to stand in solidarity with that, with each other, I think, and to also love each other. And that's the only way that we can move forward, I think, in a positive way. There's one question, actually, I wanted to ask Wimo and Rachel. If you can just tell us a little bit about why you're there in the UK. I mean, is your life in danger, or what really happened? Talk about it.
It is in danger, politics. Yes, I would say yes, because we are supporting West Papua for the enemy side. Yes, they do not want us powerful for West Papua and giving our voice of West Papua. We have to look after ourselves because they have spies everywhere and we are not being careful with ourselves. Yes, but yes, we have to make sure we are safe.
I really agree, sister said, but I just want to tell why I'm here. I'm really happy to, but because my involvement for the struggle, and that's why my life became dangerous. If not danger, I would never. Before I came here, I was an elder in the who were mainly wanted by Indonesia. For instance, like Ken Murid, also Goliath Tabuni in Mulia, and also Bernard Mawen in Merauke. also Mother Swenda in Borai, Papua New Guinea, and also other like Richard Joanne in Jayapura, all of, and also some of the elder called Ibuaka in Timika. I used to print all the file about the what happening right in abroad and make the big file, and I sent to them so they follow every news what happened. And even I got the letter to publish the what I did when I was in West Papua. So I do publicity about the statement what the to the worldwide in the website, include send every detail what happening in, internationally, nationally and local, and what they can do. That's a my job. I was in there, and include when Benny was in the prison. I'm the person who has the picture about when he was in the prison, and also leading directly for the protest with the court. Even Geneva never met Benny without my presence, because Geneva cannot go to the prison to meet Benny if I didn't to be like give direction, even to get the letter from Benny from prison, and I passed to her every single night from the 2 or 3 early morning. That's why his message about picture, what he was in the prison, that's all my picture. I took it and I publicity.
Wow, that is some history, Wimo, that is really great. Yeah.
I was also there, and I following every detail. Also, every letter he wrote in the paper, I still keep it until when he was in the prison.
That's amazing.
About the argument for the lawyer from Indonesia side, because Jane Robinson, she cannot visit. And she cannot go to the, like, cannot take picture while Benny was in the court. So I use his camera to take that picture. So when you see that picture of Benny in prison, I took it. So I still keep it until today.
Okay. So that would be the reason why you're there in the UK, because your life is in danger and because of your involvement with all of that, right?
Yes. So what happened was, because nobody, they're really scared to go to every day, only Maria and also me. So I went there, if they kill you first, they will kill me and they will kill you. So I used to visit him in the prison, and after he passed the letter and I give to Jennifer. That's what I did, and also sent a newsletter, our friend in Angel and Worldwide, that I sent by my email to what happened and what they've been in condition in the prison, what they treat him, what he's been through. And even when he go to here, he cannot contact his friend here. So he contact me and from inside, and I send a new friend. That happened because military, they know I before I was. That's why my life in the jungle.
Can I ask you a question there, please, Soleil, for Wimo?
Yes, please. Please do.
So I'm really fascinated with what you've been saying. Did you say you've written a book and this is a story and about your experiences? And what was the other thing? Have you ever been able to visit Australia?
Recently, I already tried, but allow me.
Okay, but did I hear you say you've written a book and you've these you know, you've just told all of these experiences in this book? Did I catch that right?
No, this book we published like 2017, and just my autography. But I will working together with some other friends, also me, about my autography, my experience where I live with all the elder freedom fighter in the jungle, how I've been through, what, because when people saw they are like no good, but if you go with them, they are very, so they not fight for their benefit called holy war to defend our.
Sorry, Soleil, every now and again, I'm missing a couple of words that Wimo's saying, and I'm finding it very, it's just a little bit dropping out, but maybe you can lay what Wimo just said,
Wimo,
please.
Wimo was just saying that he's not out yet. He's still in the process of writing. And the book is his autobiography, and it's just about his experience with the elders of Papua he had worked with in the past. And he's just trying to break the, you know, that notion of people calling them terrorists, criminals, and that really they're just defending their motherland.
Wow, that's incredible. Wimo, I'd love to read when that's ready, and well done.
Oh, thank you, Glenn. I just want to tell you honest. You know, every diplomat, UK or living in America or Europe or Netherlands, they're really, really about them. My question is, if without them, they cannot have, you know, seeking asylum or living exile. Why they never want to mention it? Why they never say, like, we still fight, we are here because of them. But they always say, no, this is because us. That's really, really, you cannot say that. That's not. The truth is, the elder in the jungle, they are the root of the struggle.
Thank you, Wima.
Yep.
That's
why I want to open this.
Thank you, Wima. You know, I think one of the beauties of having this kind of conversation and debate and all of that and having a talk show like this is getting everybody's idea together and, you know, and trying to make some kind of sense out of everybody's ideas and everyone. That's Wimo's opinion, and thank you very much for Wimo's opinion regarding your experience or history and regarding the elders. And I think it's very important struggle. My opinion is I think it's very important struggle of West Papua for everybody to just get along and work together. What did you guys think?
Yeah, look, I'd just like to say there was something Wimo said before too. Don't wait for a mandate. Do what your heart calls you to do. That's a great, that's a chant in itself, isn't it? Well done, Wimo.
Yes, that's true. That's true. I think if we, you know, if all of us, I think the people in West Papua, I did meet some of them at a conference in Sydney a few days ago, and I've spoken to some of them, not only the West Papuans that live inside West Papua, I've also spoken to some of them that are looking at PNG, and these people are really, really welcoming, and they're really, really helpful when they hear from us who want to help West Papua. And I really, I believe in what Wim says. I think we don't really need that kind of blanket thing holding us back from trying to help West Papua. And I think if we hear from the people that are inside West Papua, they're very welcoming to everyone who wants to help them.
Yeah, I think people always compete, oh, he's the leader, he's the founder, or he's the, so we need to have like a mandate from him, or we need to have like authorized from him. No, West Papua struggle is authorized. We don't need your legal, we don't need what's called to give a blessing to them. No, West Papua struggle is called from our heart. That's not your personal struggle. It's for everyone because we are human, one world. Even when you go to West Papua, they just want that. They don't, you are give them mandate or legalize. No, they just want, oh, thank you for helping. That's it. That's best ever. So I just have to be aware. West Papua struggle, you don't need a mandate. You don't need to authorize. You don't need legal from somebody. If they call from your, please, that's, you cannot ignore somebody calling your heart, cry for freedom in your timeline. That's there my point. So thank you for Glenn and also Sister Rachel and Sister Selai. And also every listener, please do in your skill, your talent, because this is the greatest. Make look beautiful, because this saga, we cannot wait somebody. This everybody. So become expand and more wider and everybody aware about West Park. And also, I really, really look at how we can send every West Papua abroad. So one person go and come back like that, that will take 100 years. That's just my point for everyone and also for listening.
Thank you so much. Thank you for being the voice of those unheard. When you're powerful for West Papua, you are speaking for those with no voice. And thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you, yeah, Rachel.
Yeah. Thank you. I also really agree about that it must come from the heart. And the heart is very closely connected to love. So it must come from love, and it comes to the heart. You have to do it. I think it's very important to still, there's so many people about it. It must come from the heart. Thank you.
Thank you, Peter.
Thank you, Peter. I really agree with all of you on that. I think you know, one of the main reasons too we're having this thing going is to raise those unheard voices of West Papua that we don't normally hear, because we hear a lot from the leaders of West Papua, and we really do respect them and the work that they have done through the years. I really don't want to take that away from them, but I think it's important as well to raise the voices of those that are inside West Papua and that are inside the refugee camps. And these are the voices that I really, in my opinion, I would like to hear those voices, because I think these are the voices that inspire people to act for West Papua. people, and these are the true voices that we're looking for. And I'm looking forward, I'm very looking forward to some of our next sessions. WIMO is going to bring these voices out to light from within West Papua and also within the refugee camps. And these are the voices that we really want to broadcast to the world, that are going to, we're going to hear firsthand of what they're going through in West Papua as we speak. Very much continuing, and the oppression is still very much in existence in West Papua, and these are some of the things that we would like to highlight on our show. We're just going to play a song, and then when we're back, we're going to get on to Peter Bang from Denmark. Thank you so much for joining us, kissing in. We're going to be speaking to Peter after this. George Telek's song, West Papua, Papua Medica. We're going to go on to Peter. Peter, are you there?
Yes.
Now, There was actually something I wanted to ask, just about your, like, in West Papua. Now, I know you've been to West Papua, and you've lived amongst of West Papua. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, I can do that. The first time, 30 years ago, everything was completely... there was also a problem in the area where I went 30 years ago in the Yali tribe. So I had to go there illegally. It was a freedom fight. Some one missionary helped me to go there. And that was so it was so different from now. You can, it's not possible to experience the same thing now. Some, but there's also lots of change. Very, very bad. The health situation has turned very bad in the area where I went. Malaria and AIDS. A lot of things have changed a lot. I have also stayed with freedom fighters in the western part of Baliem Valley. I agree completely with Wimo. It is actually very nice people. I have met so many, so much hospitality all over. And they heard that I boarding Free Vespa Pua. Everyone was, because there were spies, I also had to escape because police and military, and I stayed with the freedom, and they helped me in any way. So it is not possible for journalists to travel inside the West Papua. So a lot of things going on there. That has been one of my proposals with my latest visits to find out, to talk to people. And my impression was really that made one more desperate. Because United and the world around, they don't seem to care. So I think it's very important that on the street they wake up and what's going on. We talked about before, it comes from love. And what you start to like something and love something, then you are also do a lot, everything you can to protect it. Because that's how we humans are. But I cannot talk so much about my connections in West Papua, the security. I was helped in many ways by many people, and so I cannot mention any.
That's right. That's right. We understand. You're also into the, I mean, from your experience there, I see that you do a lot of raising awareness about climate change as well and how that affects West Papua as well. How is West Papua affected? I mean, you see, I mean, that was 30 years ago, right? But
no. Right now, I have experienced area in West Papua was covered with jungle rainforest before, and I have seen how it looks like now when the same areas are covered with palm oil station. I have seen it on the ground. I have also been in Transitrasi area and seen that. And permission of otherwise possible if you do things like that. And all this, there's so many changes going on in the bad ways. I love that. Come again. So.
Yep. That would be correct. There's a lot of changes happening in West Papua in regards to their environment and their trees and all of that. I mean, I learned also in a conference that I was at in Sydney that, you know, they call these food programs that they're introducing inside West Papua racist cause. They're taking out their main thing that they love, it's called. And, you know, the sago plant, they say that they use the whole plant from to the leaves, the West Papua use it. And then so they're taking out all of this, and then they're planting rice and they're planting palm oil. And these are by corporations from Korea and from Malaysia. Who would have ever thought that they were inside West Papua as well?
Yeah, a lot is in West Papua, and you see it all over. So when I went there, one flight to Bamina two times a week. Now you many. So it has changed so much. When I walked on small patch just a few hundred meters outside called at that time, It was just a dirt path to walk on. Right now is a paved road with lots of cars, and noisy place, and bigger buildings. That's it's really happening so fast. And also the climate was so many landslides, huge land in areas that was good forest, solid ground before it just slide down. It's inducing so many. Yes, we can talk in hours.
Yes, that's right. West Papua is such a complex issue, and there's so many things. Do you have anything to say to what Peter has said, Glenn, Wimo, and Rachel? Do you have anything to add on to that?
Yes, I can say something about that. What I'd like to say is it's very true. West Papua is being abused so many ways, whether with the human life and the land itself and the wealth and everything. It's not good because this is just a group of people where nobody cares about that much. And everybody from around the world, from America to Australia to everywhere, everywhere else, they are taking what they like from West Papua, and everybody's watching happening, and nobody wants to do anything. And I think it's not good. It's not a good practice because we are all human beings. God created us a love for one another to take care of our family, our mothers, our fathers. And for these very things to occur to a group of people in West Papua, it's very wrong. And that's where we come in as people, people of love, where we know God and we know the love of God, and we can go in there and be this voice for people where we do something and not just stand back and watch, think, and discuss. But whilst we are discussing, can do something about it. Stop it. Thank you.
Glenn, did you want to add on to that?
Yeah. Thanks, Rachel. Something I watched a few documentaries a year ago, and some of them you may be familiar with, and it was about I think it was a BBC 3 or 4 part series, and it was basically about the start of the public relations industry in America and the influence it had over politics and all, well, the advertising, and how some of their first successes just after the war was to one of their first clients was the tobacco industry, and they were trying to convince cigarettes. And they staged they got half a dozen young women to smoke cigarettes on the corner of this, might have been a Veterans Day or Liberty Day parade or something, and hundreds of thousands of people saw them smoking. And back then it was all, you know, taboo for women to smoke, but all the newspapers and media were invited to attend this event and watch this shocking thing of these young women smoking cigarettes. And the women's liberation, the marketing ploy they used was that these were torches of freedom, they were called, and these cigarettes were called torches of freedom, and they were trying to market it to the women who wanted to see themselves as liberated and be the ones that were up to date with the feminist kind of literature at the time. So they were trying to persuade, and they were very successful at, and the amount of women that started smoking after that rose, I think, in comparison with men, as did all the health illnesses and problems that go with cigarette smoking. But they managed to they've managed to convince the world, haven't they, that cigarettes are okay for everyone and buy them. And anyway, my point is this business of the public relations industry, that I wonder, in our brainstorming over the next few weeks, we could sort of think about if this was if the issue all the issues in Papua, I guess, were, if we were trying to look at it from the point of view of a PR public relations firm or a an advertising firm, how they put together a message and a like a package and have a video, and they have music, emotive music, you know, attached to it, and lyrics, and I'm sure you all understand how powerful words become when they're attached to music, or poetry becomes what's attached to, and then when it's also attached to videos. So I guess what I'm sort of trying to throw into the pot here for our brainstorming sessions is how could we look at it from the point of view, if we were if we were a public relations company, an advertising firm, and we were trying to approach this from a marketing point of view, like how could we effectively take the issues of West Papua and put it on the television, on the radios, on the Facebook ads, where people, I don't know, like they see it, like, I don't want to call it a product, but the same way they use in political campaigns, is so, it can be a product or it can be a message, an ideology. Yeah, that's probably enough there.
I think that is a really good idea, Glenn. It's definitely thing that we can, just because it, there's a,
I guess it means,
know, there's hardly, go ahead.
I guess it would mean, I'll try and find the links to the documentary, these three-part documentary, and I'll send them to you, Soleil, and you can pass them on to everyone else. But it gives you a really good insight into the way the way they think and the way they can manipulate public opinion one way or the other. Wimo mentioned before about how, you know, some governments want to make the West Papuan liberation movements seen as terrorists or seen as separatists or something. You know, if you want to spin that around the opposite way, because it's, you know, one day people are terrorists and things, and the next day they're freedom fighters or vice versa. So it's a thing to approach public opinion, I guess, with, in some way, with a campaign that sees these people as, you know, legitimately after their own freedom and independence, or, and then most importantly, like, you know, have an end to the genocide, and getting that message out to people, and that's the side that people should be taking, and not being seen as separatists or terrorists. Yeah.
We definitely could do that, Glenn. And I think it's something that we should, I mean, if we look at all the other freedom fighters in the world, most of them have also been called terrorists, or finally free their country or stuff like that. So consider in the future.
I think I would like
not too far off in the future, but in the future soon. Yeah. I'm really that kind of person. I like to procrastinate a lot, like talk about too many things so many times, and go to the next thing, you know. But that's me. Yeah,
I would like to talk about the Glenn said. That's truly, truly true. That's the reality of what's going on in Papua. Also include the Peter Bang when he went to West Papua 13 and today. What happened today? Mostly every boat, they put there like immigrant 9,000. Include this is seven an area. So just multiply 9,000, multiply by 18,180. Then like all of them, population of the immigrant, more than original people who are living, even massive expand of the plantation. Oil plantation, and include the HIV/AIDS. What happened? All Indonesia women who are HIV/AIDS, they send them to and every villages. If you go to West Papua, in the villages, no, like from the young boy from like 15 to 20, most of them died. This is really biological war, rather than genocide, and rather than Indonesia kill on the spot or Macau or accident. But this is a HIV/AIDS purely really dangerous. That's happening, and when I call to people in the back home, there's no young generation like your people in the village, mostly in the city, but in the village, like empty, only for the people. That's the what I also include what the plans say, like we need to try to advertise what happened there, what the company, most company, they arrive in West Papua, they just interest our resources. But how we can, against, not against, but how we can try to be, tend to, because company try to manipulate interest, and how we can try to put, advertise our interest, and then use this little company, they use this one, and how we can use that, you know, this is true, they want this one, and we understand we can, how to, like, try to defend ourselves with the advertise or with the video like this. Radio, that's crazy, how to bring us together easily.
Yeah, trying to take objective light. Right, then?
Amit, I will add something to what Wimo about the health situation. In a small place I visited in the Central Highland, 2011, the Indonesian Health Department, they tested 200 random people for AIDS, and 30 of them was were positive.
That's true.
And that was, yeah, and that's the situation. There's so many in Bamena alone. I have a note here in Bamena alone. A total of 3,068 people died between 2007 and 2013 from AIDS. And there is a lot that we don't hear. I have been, those of you who have visited Bamena lately, you have probably seen the area just around the markets. There is an area in the market where there is prostitutes with AIDS coming from Java, and they are very often completely control of the Indian military. So what's going on right now?
That's true, because our diplomat, they really scare or mention about just the job of the governor. No. If you want to mention about genocide, you need to know about hyper-AIDS is more than that will be happen, like you will see before, like there is grow and suddenly jungle, born and will die, hyper-AIDS.
So is this story getting any press or media coverage at all, Mo?
Not yet, because they don't want to mention about that. They just want to keep quiet all the our diplomats. That's why I just mentioned this. Every listener, they can aware what's going on in West Papua and then try to bring this issue up and how to take care of the two, like raise awareness among our new generation, young generation, aware about this.
Am I still talking? Sorry about that.
Wonder if you can...
Hello?
I didn't hear you, Soleil.
Yeah, that's all right. We're just listening.
Unfortunately, you're cutting out for me, Soleil, but I wonder if I could just ask Wimo, what steps are being taken at the moment in regard to the HIV issue in West Papua, and what things can we do, do you think, as where we are in the world in regard to this? Is this something that is this subject should be a special subject that's pushed in a campaign on Facebook perhaps soon, and or is it already being done?
I think for the NGO, they're done, but Indonesia allowed them to city. And also,
okay, so
I want, like, we want people know about what's happening. So people dying in West Papua, not only being killed, but also HIV/AIDS. That's more massive, every village. But they don't want to mention about that. And the protest, they don't want to mention about that. So that's why it's a broadcast. I want to announce that the consideration is really serious. And writing about that, and we can ask people inside, or they can tell about what's happening. So we can tell the part of the race awareness before people, after we go independent, not many people in there, just like born.
Have we got a time, enough time between now and the 1st of December to, could this be the subject of this these forthcoming information videos that we might may be making?
Yeah, I'm really happy. I'm really pleased. I'm looking forward to we can mention about before 1st of December.
Okay. Did you catch that, Soleil?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
The big problem is that there's a lot inside Westwood, and it's difficult to get pictures. But it's very, very, very important. And it's there's so many problems also with education. School. I have seen the Central Island where there were no children. They were abandoned because the teachers who was supposed to work there, it was Indonesians. They just left, but they still received their salary. And the same thing you see with those small hospitals in the Central Highland. There's the Indonesian nurses. They have just left and still get their salary. And those ones who are back there, they open a small shop and keep more attention to the shop than being a nurse. The same with the doctor. Happening all over in any level you can imagine. Totally destructive for the people.
When was the last time you were there, Peter? I didn't hear that before.
It was in 2014.
Okay, so very recently, yeah.
And I have followed the structure, seen it with my own eyes since the first time and the second and third and the fourth time. So it's happening right in front. It's happened. I've seen so many things with my own eyes.
So, Peter, perhaps you could help us with an information video that we could make in the next week or two for the leading up for the December 1st.
Yeah, I would very much like to, together with Wimmo, we have already talked about, but not for the 1st of, I don't think we meet in Wimmo.
Yeah, perhaps we could organize something online together over the internet.
Yeah, I have already posted lots of pictures. I have more.
Okay, terrific.
So Glenn, just pass, and I will pass to Peter, and we will, which one we can publish in the, with your music and video, with which one you like to be at, and just ask, we can communicate it. It's not that last us, this is...
Terrific, thanks. Wimmo, Peter, I'll send your friend Rick.
This is, I think, really doing the radio, like as Sheila said before, it is very important to hear the voices of the people of Vespapur, because they can get the voice out of Vespapur. That is much stronger when you hear it directly from the people's experience. So I really hope the people from Vespapur really tell about it.
Thank you, Peter, and thank you, everybody.
Yeah,
I just stress the fact that I just want to go back from the beginning. I appreciate everybody talking, and I'm so great. My heart is so grateful for this event, moment, time. I want to bring us back to the very beginning, to New Guinea. And I just want to say that the people of West Papua suffered so much in the end, colonial powers. And my heart is broken because... And we really need to help the West Papua people. We know their suffering, their pain, and we know their cry. And it is time to set them free, because we all know that Indonesia is illegal in West. And the West Papua are suffering in their own land. It's their motherland, where God created, and they have the right free, like you and me. I just want to remind everybody, Indonesia is illegal, West Papua. And everybody stealing from West Papua people and abusing the very people in that land, the Papuan people. And thank you. I'm so grateful for all your help for West Papua and for voicing. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Rachel. I just want to add on to some of the things that you all have raised about what's happening in West Papua with the AIDS and the environment and the culture and all of that. I think there's also the problem of government neglect in the remote areas of West Papua. Just last year, we had over 70 babies pass away from a sickness that was due to government neglect. And that is something, too, I think that we should raise in our session, that the government help is not reaching people that it's supposed to be reaching up in the highlands, especially with these children. It's very, very sad to have to read that so many babies passed away last year, over 70, because they weren't treated. There's no health care in the area. And this is something, too, that's another issue that we're trying to raise in regards to the refugees of West Papua. Some of them that are living, that are squattering in PNG, do not have access to health care. They do not have access to education. So these are some of the things that really we're trying to raise through our social media platforms, through our websites, that these people really, really need our help. And there's a genuine need for help coming from this country of West Papua and those that are squattering in PNG. And we really need to speak up more and really try hard to try and help them, because there's really suffering going on there. And we really should do more to try and help them, I think. And as a Pacific Islander, as a Melanesian, I think this is something that we in the Pacific should also look into, the refugee issues, because if Australia is not going to help, I think we, the Melanesian people, should help, or somebody in the Pacific should help. I mean, if we can help the people from Kiribati to move somewhere in Fiji because their country is sinking, I think, my opinion is, I think we should also try and help those refugees in West Papua, I mean, in PNG, if the government of PNG is not going to help them. And there's another issue as well I would like to raise, and this is supposed to actually have been raised by Sammy, who was supposed to join us from Honiara in the Solomon Islands, and really sad that he's not able to join us in this session because of communicating with us today. Hopefully he's going to be able to speak in from Honiara in our next session. But there's been some threats made to our activists, our WP activists in the Solomon Islands in Honiara, and they've been threatened by people calling them up on the phone saying that they're Indonesians, they're from the Indonesian security services and all that. And they've actually been harassed and threatened, and told not to speak up West Papua, or they'll be killed. So that's something I would like to raise in this session about our activists. Did you guys want to add anything to that?
No, I don't know much about that, Soleil. Maybe someone else can comment on that one.
About what?
Hello.
That's about the Solomon Islands, the activists in the Solomon Islands Soleil was just talking about. Maybe Peter didn't catch that.
Oh.
I'm finding you're dropping out a little bit, Soleil. But.
Yes.
Right. Sorry about that. I was just trying to raise an issue that has been raised with us by Sammy, IC of the Solomon Islands West Papua Solidarity Group. He's highlight the fact that some of the activists, the West Papua activists in the Solomon Islands, have been harassed and have been threatened by people calling them on the mobile phones and telling them that they're from the Indonesian security people, and they harassing them and intimidating them and telling them that they will be killed if they continue to show support or speak up for West Papua.
I think it's a good idea if they raise about this with a document. But that's going on every day. Yeah, it is.
Yep.
It's really terrible. Also, the supporters from Solomon. Good idea, mate.
That's right. I think this is something that is also, it's happening on a daily basis in West Papua in regards to intimidation and to harassment by the Indonesian military forces and all that. And I think the reason why they're now looking, they're targeting the act in the Solomon Islands is because Solomon Islands is now the leading nation raising the issue of West Papua, not only in the Solomon Islands, but internationally and at the United Nations.
More and more countries in the Pacific, they are also going to think of that. I think it's maybe 1 year ago that the Nuatu supporting, and then there are 6 or 7 countries now.
Thank you, Peter. Rachel and Wimo, did you want to add something? We were just talking about the activists in the Solomon Islands that have been threatened lately and have been warned not to speak up about West Papua and the Solomon Islands.
I think it was opposition leader induced by Indonesia. So they can say, like, we are from Australia. Some from opposition leader, they are collaborate with Indonesia. And you can see recently, opposition leader called to Solomon Prime Minister to join complain to about West Papua, about how to work in, to make a Solomon embassy in Jakarta. How come? Just because so you can see this effect of how Solomon Islands are very liberal island, but they are very powerful to speak truth. That's why some of just if Indonesia can Pacific or Solomon Islands who are fight for West Papuan activists. Papuans, they can have the same experience. And also not only in Solomon Islands, even West Papua who are speak up in Australia or everywhere. Indonesia always is scary. They're, even in UK, they are always like paranoia, like baby. They don't want people like that. They thought like West Papua, it will never go, will never, people will find out. But now Indonesia more really aware, they know they will look, or that's why they use their treating to destroy to support us.
That's right. And I think that would be why. And we really would like to commend the Solomon Islands and Vanuatu for being the leading nation standing behind, beside West Papua at this point in time, especially at the United Nations, as far as the Melanesian Spearhead Group is concerned. We're very disappointed with Fiji and with PNG that they're not supporting at the moment, but I'm glad that the people of these two nations, most of these two countries, support West Papua. I know in Fiji, they are not allowed to march for West Papua anymore. They used to march for West Papua before, but now they're not allowed to march anymore. They're not given any permits to march anymore. So they're just doing protests and rallies, small protests and rallies and stuff like that, trying to raise awareness about the human rights violations in West Papua.
Yes, thank you very much. I want to head on to that. The two black boys of the South Pacific Islands, Papua New Guinea and Fiji, as we can see clearly that the black men from the Melanesians have become the beggars of Indonesia. And for that reason, they will not support West Papua. And it's very sad to see our black men become beggars from Indonesia. Very sad.
I really agree with you, Rachel. Being from Fiji, I really agree with you that it's very sad and it's very embarrassing.
They have become beggars for money to support their greed and to accommodate them in whatever plans want to. But they forget that life is so short. And whatever they do in this day and age will affect the very two countries for so long.
That's right. Well, we're almost coming to the end of our broadcast, and I must say I've really, really enjoyed talking to you and really hearing from all of you about your experiences and about your ideas. It's really been enlightening, inspiring and encouraging, and I'm sure for those of you listening in and for those that are going to into the recording that we're going to share after this, they're going to be very enlightened and very encouraged. Very inspired with broadcast. Just to go back on what we discussed earlier, Glenn has an initiative, and it's a West Papua chant that he's trying to put together for the 1st of December. We're looking forward to that. If you would like to help with this initiative, please message Glenn on Free Papua Women Victoria and see what needs to be done. He's also going to be posting a little bit about these initiatives on the pages, so please look out for that. If you live in Denmark, please hook up with Peter Bang, who is on the Free West Papua Campaign Denmark and Free West Papua Campaign Micronesia, and see what you can get cooking in Denmark. And also with Wimo and Rachel, I'm sure you've got some things cooked up for us on the 1st of December, or maybe join Benny, whatever they've got planned for the 1st of December. I hope that you can all, also get your contacts to help with the West Papua chant that Glenn has come up with Wimo. And just to go through with some of the things that we've discussed today. So that was 3rd December with Glenn, and then there's the loss of life, culture, environment, government neglect with in regards to West Papua, and also the idea that Glenn had put through about the public relations initiative, you know, trying to market the struggle in a way that is positive, and about the elder and all that. Peter has also raised again that there's no journalists allowed in West Papua still until today in 2016. There's still no foreign journalists allowed in West Papua, and there's no human rights organizations allowed there as well. So these are some of the things that we're trying to raise time and time again about West Papua. Like, first, I think the first thing we need to do is try and get Indonesia to open West Papua and get the media in there and all human rights organizations to help the people that really need it. So that's from me. I'm Salai from the Free Papua Australia. I'm talking to you live from Sydney, and Glenn Kennedy from Victoria, Peter Bang from Denmark, Ray and Wim from the United Kingdom. Please say bye to our listeners, guys.
Bye bye.
Thanks, Salai.
Bye bye. Free West Papua.
Free West Papua.
Free West Papua.
Thank you so very much, guys. Until the next time. Papua America. Papua Nina Ligariak.
Don't say Papua America anymore. Now Papua, that's colonial language. Need to be removed.
Thank you so very much, guys. I'm looking forward to our next session. Thank you. And this is a song by the Wansel Warrens of Fiji. It's called Be the Light. Thank you and bye.
Bye.
And free West Papua.
Free West Papua.
Papua Nina Ligariak.
Bye, Glenn.
Bye.
Bye-bye, all.
Bye.
Bye.
You're still live here, I think, Soleil.
Self-determination.